cause I wanna get it on till I die. In my phone, cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Yup, y'all remember me. Yup, y'all remember me.
Hey, hey, hello, hello. Is anyone back out there? Is anyone out there? Hey.
The world is still here.
The world is still here. It's 2013.
Yeah, we're still alive.
We're still, you know.
It is the first episode of the Carolyn and Joe Show of this year.
Of 2013, ladies and gentlemen.
And it is also New Year's Day.
That's right.
Isn't that a coincidence? It happens to be on a Tuesday and our first episode of the new year.
Surprise, surprise. That's how it is.
That's how it is.
The stars and the worlds align.
It all aligns.
Conjunction with the Carolyn and Joe Show. How's it going, Carolyn?
It's going excellent. I have to say, so far 2013, although we've only been maybe how many hours into it? Maybe like almost, I guess around 20 hours into it, 19 hours into it.
Sure.
I can't really do math, but. Yeah, so we're like still on the first day, a few hours into the new year.
18 hours possibly from the recording of the show.
Yes. I will say that so far the year has been pretty relaxing.
That's good.
Because I didn't have to work today, and I felt like a slug like an hour ago. I was just sitting on the sofa, and I was like, I feel like a slug. I wasn't sitting on the sofa for the whole day, but just the past hour. I felt like I deserved that hour.
You took that hour.
I took that hour.
You took it. That's what 2013 is going to be about. It's about taking it.
Yes.
Taking it back is what it is. Just like Django, taking back.
Taking it back, and the J is silent.
That's right. Or the D is silent.
Or yes, the D is silent. See, I cannot spell or do math. I need to be a better person.
You need to be a better person? I don't know if you need to be a better person.
Well,
I think other people need to be better people.
This year, like, I actually don't have a resolution. I don't really make
a revolution. You have a revolution.
I have a revolution, but not a resolution. Like I don't really make them, but I've said in the past on previous shows I did make a resolution like maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't really want to say what it is because it's kind of personal, but I did like straight up quit on that day.
Cold turkey.
It wasn't anything like smoking or, you know, weight or whatever people usually do.
They're like, I need to quit smoking and I need to quit eating, apparently, is what they say.
Like, those are,
as opposed to doing stuff, you know, better.
Yeah, like, I did something and I quit that bettered me as a person. But like I said, it's kind of personal, so I don't really want to get too into it.
Nothing wrong about getting personal.
It's a major thing, though. But, like, I guess what I'm saying is that I did quit something cold turkey. And it actually was so easy. I don't understand, it sounds actually really hard, but it was easy for me. Like, the whole time leading up to it, I'm like, man, I don't think I can quit this. But it was
Can't quit you, huh?
Yeah, it was actually, like, I could quit it, and it wasn't that bad. And then after, like, 2 months, I, like, never wanted to do that ever again. I was like, ugh. You know what I mean?
That's as long as it took to reject it.
Yeah, to, like, reject it. But from what I've heard, even with smoking, like, usually around 2 or 3 months, if you don't do it at all, you pretty much, like, don't have a craving for it as much anymore.
That's good.
So basically, unlike
heroin and all that stuff, crack cocaine.
Yeah.
Those perfect drugs of choice for some.
It depends on also people's body chemicals, too. Because I've heard of alcoholics who, like, they've been clean for, like, let's say 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, they totally wiped away from it. They're like, I don't even drink.
Yeah.
Like, but if they were to have a single drop or one sip, they are instantly back into becoming addicts, which is amazing. Because imagine being clean for something for like several years, like 30 years,
that's,
right?
That's the power of those addictions, I'm assuming.
It's also like their personal chemical balance.
Uh-huh.
Like they are like drawn to like that type of addiction.
Yeah, like me and juice.
Yeah. So like, let's think about it this way. Let's say if you took juice out of your life for, let's even just say 10 years, okay? You didn't have a single drink of juice. You just solidly had water. And let's say that one day you're at a party or something and you're like, you know, I haven't drinking juice in 10 years.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just try one. And you took a sip of it. And you're just crazy for juice. You'd love it, and you'd be like, you'd just start drinking juice from then on.
That's how it works, Joe.
That's how addiction works.
That's the way addiction has conquered many. Except for a lot of people, their addictions are, you know, bad things. You know what I mean? And hopefully,
I guess as long as it doesn't hurt other people sometimes, though.
Yeah.
It can, like, hurt, like, one person. But that's, you know, that is bad on itself.
Yeah.
But I think it's worse when you hurt other people.
It is worse when you hurt other people.
Definitely.
That's really where the line is crossed when you invade people's space like that.
But I think, like, one, if it's also hurting you, though, it does hurt other people. Like, especially
the influence.
Close family
members. The bleed
members.
Over.
Yeah. But it's more like, from what I've heard also with addiction, like, basically the person that's addicted has to want to change. You can't, like, make somebody really change. I feel like I'm going to sneeze.
Go ahead and sneeze, but sneeze away from the mic.
It went away. It was one of those, like, waves that came in.
Those are one of the best, those are the best moments of the sneeze of life.
When it goes away?
Like the
sometimes you really want to sneeze and just get it out. I have weird sneezes. Like, my sneeze, there's no preparation. It's just like, but that time I felt it, but I guess I held it back. I don't know.
You can conjure the power of the sneeze.
I had some mind power behind it. Like some self-control. Jedi power.
See, a lot of times when I'm about to sneeze, I feel it and I want to harness it and like draw more of it so I can make it an even more explosive sneeze.
As long as you have a napkin, then that's good.
Or a tissue. Napkin, tissue, or a blanket, or a sleeve.
A blanket? How come no one carries around handkerchiefs anymore?
Remember, back in the old day,
they're like, oh, my handkerchief. And it was all nasty.
Snot rag. Yeah, because you can't just hold that in your pocket
so
forever.
Gross.
That's why you don't hold a snot rag or a handkerchief.
My grandfather used to have that.
Actually, if you think about it, why would you want to hold on a bag of germs?
I don't know. I mean, like, I guess it's good that it's reusable. I'm assuming he would wash it every so often.
Yeah.
But how often would you really wash it? Maybe once a week. But he used to, like, have it in his pocket. And he'd, like, get it out anytime he, like, sneezed or blew his nose and stuff. And I'm like, just use a freaking toilet paper or something. Or, like, you know, regular Kleenex, you know? Facial tissue, as they like to call it. You know what is interesting about Kleenex?
What's that?
Like, it's a company. But it's really...
Xerox?
Yeah, it's like it's the same equivalent of Xerox. That's what I was getting to. Is that it's like... People are always like, let's make a Xerox. That's like a company. They don't say like, let's make a copy. Like, it's a copy machine.
Yeah.
Copy paper, copy machine. That's like... But people call it Xerox. That's what I think is funny about Kleenex. It's like, oh, here, use a Kleenex. They don't say, here, use a facial tissue or a tissue.
A facial tissue.
Here, use a facial tissue, my darling.
Enjoy this facial tissue.
But, so, like, I actually, that's pretty monumental as far as, like, brands go, though.
Yeah.
If your brand becomes the actual item. Are there any others that are like that?
Post-its?
Yeah, I would say Post-its work. Those are more specific, though, because, like, who else makes Post-its? They just call it like
adhesive paper?
What is it called? Sticky notes.
Yeah.
Here, have a sticky note.
So one thing that just like flashed by my mind as yesterday was New Year's Eve, and we were walking around in Atlantic City there to see Jane's Addiction. I'm not even sure if we coined this term or if this is not if this has already existed, but the term fuck dress.
I'd like to say that I coined it.
So how did that come about?
Okay, well, it's New Year's Eve. We're in Atlantic City. Obviously, the great population of Atlantic City is full of, like, older people.
Yeah.
So I would say the demographics that we saw was about 50% older people, maybe more.
Yeah.
It was probably more, actually, because we seem pretty young there. Because how are we defining older people? Anyone that's older than us?
That
would be a lot.
Anyone that acts like they're old.
Well, okay, we're talking about, like, grandparents, let's say.
Yeah.
Grandparent age, I would say 25%.
Yeah.
But, like, really old people, like, gray hair with a walker, that was a lot, too.
Yeah.
So, but
walking
the young...
Walking slow and wearing the old fashions of the day.
And, like, putting their pants up real high, which is also something my grandfather used to do, too, with his handkerchief.
But that's a crucial thing, putting your pants up high.
We would all...
Why is that an old person thing, anyway, to put your pants up really high?
I don't know. I think it's, like, a young person thing where, like, they put their pants really low that you can see their underwear.
But, like, the older you get, the higher the pants
gets? The older you get, higher the pants. It is true.
So, basically, when you're a baby, you start with no pants, and then, like, as you... As you get,
just like
as you
the
get,
New Year's
as
baby.
You get, as you get wiser, your pants gets higher.
I
years?
Think that could be a thing, because, like, my brother and I used to make fun of my grandfather, like, in lovingly terms, but we would, like, be running around in the house, like, wearing our pajamas or something.
Yeah.
And we would, like, pull them up way past our nipples,
yeah.
like, up in our armpits and be like, I'm granddad. like, it would just be our thing, you know? Like, we were, like, in elementary school. But it really did look like him. Especially when my brother did it. I was like, oh my gosh, you look just like him. It was like wearing your pants up to your armpit. And that's what he did. Like, but he had a little space for his... he always liked to have shirts that had a little pocket.
Why,
so he could put his handkerchief
or
glasses.
But did you ever ask why do you put your pants so high?
No, I should have.
The easy answer is so it doesn't fall down.
But his pants were really high. I mean, that was the style, I guess, but... But yeah, that I did see a lot of fellows with that this past day. So I guess, you know, half the crowd was elderly. And then, like, the other half was kind of, like, middle-aged people, like, looking to party.
Yeah.
And I didn't really see...
Of course, it's New Year's Eve, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. They want to party. They're in Atlantic City. That's what they're there for.
Yeah, spend some money, get drunk, get fucked up, whatever.
I didn't really see many people in, like, their 20s, really. Maybe a handful.
I did see a bunch of people in their 20s,
but it wasn't enough that...
As the night got later, it became that era when the old people had to go to bed, and...
No, man, some of them were still kicking out there.
And the, you know...
Well, I will say that, yeah, the younger people definitely came out at night.
Yeah.
But we did get there early so we could spend, like, the most of our day there since we were driving, you know, quite a distance to be there. So we wanted to make the most out of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I saw, like, the main part of the story is I saw these two young girls. They were probably in their 20s.
And they just came.
Maybe
they
early 30s if they could get by with it. But I didn't really look too
into their faces. Where were we?
We were at the, as far as I know, I still want to do research to see when this casino opened. But what was it called again? It was like
Revel?
Revel.
Like
or, it was either Revel or Reveal.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how they pronounce it.
To me, it seems like it should be Revel as to like revel in something.
But what if it's Reveal?
Well, Reveal is not spelled like that.
Oh, so then it's Revel.
Reveal, even though I'm not the best spelling, I have the Lois Lane style spelling. Is the R-E-V-E-E, wait, E-A-L? Isn't that Reveal? R-E-V-E-A-L?
Yeah, that's how they spelled it, right?
No, they spelled it R-E-V-E-L.
Okay, well, Revel.
I assume that's what that is, Revel.
No, I could have sworn there was an A in there.
I remember the only way we found out about this place, too, is because...
We saw
because
it from
Kanye.
The street.
Well, we also
well,
saw
when
the
we were driving up to it, we saw, there was a sign that said Kanye West had performed the previous day.
Yeah, or the past 3 days.
Or, yeah, the
like,
past
he did a,
three
he
days.
Did a whole lineup. And I'm like, holy crap, this is a Kanye place?
You and know, also, like, the typography was, like, all modern.
Yeah, so it made me feel like, oh, if this is where Kanye's performing.
And I had not heard of that casino hotel before, so...
Because also, when you're walking around Atlantic City, at this point, like, all you do have the older casinos, like the Trump Taj Mahal,
like
or
the
anything Trump, basically, or even Tropicana, the older style ones that haven't been, like, as updated.
Yeah, and I don't blame them for not really being upkept. You mean, like, how... I mean, they're not, like, dirty. They're not, like, total, like...
But just
Coney
just dated.
Style.
Just
they're
dated.
Not, like, Coney style, though. That's
yeah.
the thing. They're not, like, completely
not like
boarded
40s.
Up. Yeah, so, Yeah, so then we were pulling closer into Atlantic City. We're like, oh, that's the Revel. Like, that's that place. And it looked all, like, shiny and thin.
Yeah, because when I saw
like
that,
the
I, was
building
like,
was
I was like, wow, this thing is, like...
architecturally different than the other buildings.
It was futuristic. It was almost, like, massive but dynamic-wise to me. And it was just, like, this, you know, this beautiful, glistening, like, multi-mirrored, you know, minimalistic, you know, straight-lined with a ball on top type deal.
Yeah. And so then we're like, oh, we should check that place out later.
Yeah. It just happened to be next to the House of Blues
where,
that has the showboat where Jane's Addiction
yes.
show was.
So we walked next door to check it out later in the night. But yeah, so I did, in Revel, I did see these two girls, and they were wearing, like, nice dresses. They were just, like, the glitter, like, super glitter cocktail dresses, I guess you would call them.
Yeah.
But it's seriously, they were, like, skin tight on them, sleeveless. One of them had, like, some fancy back design on it.
Yeah.
And they were really short. Like, short enough that if, like, you bent over, you could get a glimpse of some snatch or something.
Some snatch glimpse?
Yeah, I mean, see, I didn't go... I honestly wasn't close enough to really super check them out.
Yeah.
But it was like definitely could see from like across the hallway.
But you know for a fact, if you were like majority of the time, and this is in all of our guys' experience, that majority of the time when you see a dress like that, when you see girls dressed like that, when they're in packs like that, when there was a duo.
There's only two. Yeah,
there's only two. But when you see them in a group like that, when you do get closer, it's not as good.
I mean, from far away, I will say they did, like, they looked attractive.
Because sometimes they're over-accentuating. They're over, you know, they're over, I mean, trying to oversell
honestly,
something.
Honestly, they probably had a lot of makeup on. They straightened their hair.
They straightened their hair.
They probably, you know, they probably might have, you know, groomed themselves properly to, like, celebrate the night. You know, like, they're ready. They're ready to fuck.
Yeah,
like,
that's what it was.
That's pretty much, like, when I walked by them, I was like, man, those girls look ready to fuck.
They're like,
that was my quote.
That's the ready to fuck dress.
Yeah, and even, like, their shoes, those are fuck shoes. You know what?
Fuck shoes,
There is a term of fuck shoes, which I have.
What are those shirts? What are those shoes?
Like, basically high heels that, and also it exposes, like, how a nice-looking ankle or toenails.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, I'm not really into, like, foot fetish or whatever. I know some people are, but, like, it basically, like, just accentuates
it's
the
not
leg.
A, it's not about a fetish. It's about communication. What are they trying to communicate? And when we looked at them, it was almost like, you know, there's two dark-haired girls, and it's almost like, wow, they just look like they're out, you know, hunting for fucking.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it looked like. And then, also, they didn't have any males with them. They were, like...
Just standing there.
They were just standing there.
I was like, in my head, I was like, is this a street corner? This is what's going on. I was like, AIDS.
No, but like,
I was
mean,
like, they gotta chill out with those they gotta chill out with those STD like packs.
Like, they seriously did look good. I give them credit for dressing up because
on one end of things,
does take effort to look like that. It seriously probably takes. Yeah, like, it's like getting ready for prom.
Sometimes it's like. They try so hard that it's not. Like, to me, I don't know. Maybe it's just my profession that's not jaded me, but it has just educated me on certain things where I look at that and I'm like, wow, that is so literal that you're trying to look for someone to stick a cock in your fucking ass. That's exactly what that type of dress is trying
it
to
really
attain.
Did, like,
I don't know if that's I don't know if that was the game plan, but you know, when you look at it, you're like, okay, that's you're not trying to hang out. It's not you're not gonna mosh with that thing. You know what I mean?
I don't even think you can walk with it. You gotta be really careful about the high heels and like exposing your crotch. But the thing is, too, it's like. You know, I've heard, like, rape cases when people are like, well, she asked for it. You know, stuff like that. It's like, oh, well, that girl's so hot, she asked for it. She was looking to be raped. That I don't agree with. Like, I don't think those girls are looking to be raped.
Well, rape is stupid and pathetic, for one thing.
But
it's because it's sort of, it's almost like you couldn't pay for it, so you had to steal for it. And then you couldn't steal it, so you decided to destroy it.
And the guys who always do it are, like, super creepy looking. Have you been to the sex offender website?
It's not...
It's gross.
I'm going to disagree that not
they
all
have,
of them...
like, cross-eyed,
I'm going to disagree with that simple fact of, like, you think all the rapists are like that? I'm going to disagree...
No, they're not all like that, but...
That's what I'm saying, but I'm going to...
Check the sex offender website.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's fine. But I'm going to probably say the majority of the rest of the other 75 that was not caught are probably just a bunch of like yo-yo boys and jabroni guys who think they're all masculine and shit trying to like
those guys, whatever, maybe they
could be fraternity, maybe they can be rich, but basically they wouldn't mind, they don't care about raping a female or a guy, they would go both ways. That's just how they are.
I don't know about all that, but I have read articles about rape in college campuses.
Yeah.
And they said a lot of times it does happen to girls with their friends, like male friends.
That's what I'm saying.
The thing is there's not a clear communication of what I think from some of those cases, there's not a clear communication of like, are we dating? Are we not? Are we just having fun? And the guys just take advantage of the girls. And also they're young.
That's
so
what it is. Taking advantage. I would say no matter what, people can fucking jellyfish it all they want. But it's fucking when you're taking advantage of somebody. I don't care. I'd call that rape. When you're basically taking full advantage of an unwanted situation, whether known or not, that's fucking rape.
Mm-hmm. Like you should know if it is consensual.
I would not have to. I don't want to gray it out. I'm gonna black and white it all day long. If it's not wanted, it's rape. It doesn't matter whether it's you giving someone food that they don't want. It's rape. You know what I mean? It's all the same.
See, this is like a whole nother
today's world. Today's world is trying to make everything acceptable. I don't know why people want to make everything so acceptable. They change the word or they try to... People are covering up for their own bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if it's it's rape. It doesn't matter what the fuck it is. It could be people stealing money or laundering or, you know, the banks. The banks fucking raped everybody. Like, shit like that. That's what's happening. People don't want to use the word rape because it's powerful. I'm using the word because it is powerful.
It is. Well, people still can mold things to get the way that they want it.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I guess this is kind of getting on to another topic, but I'm not saying that those girls were looking for rape. They
but
were
it
not,
looks
but
like
I,
it.
But no.
But that's
what,
the dress
no,
that
no,
they were
no,
wearing.
No, no, no. It doesn't look like it at all. But they were like basically looking like we're ready to fuck tonight.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's
I'm not saying they should be raped, but I'm just saying, wow, when we're walking across, you're like, wow, those girls are looking for cock
but,
or pussy, whatever.
But like at the same time, like, but I'm just pointing out that in rape cases, there has been even judges that have said, oh, she deserved it. She was looking for it. And I think that that's gross.
Well, I don't think anyone deserves to get hurt.
And then even one of the cases, the girl was just wearing jeans.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, what? Like, how can... I mean, I guess some girls might really look hot in jeans, but
well,
at
yeah,
the same
the
time...
girls really do look hot in jeans these days.
But at the same time, it's like... that doesn't mean that she was looking for it.
I just,
know,
think
like,
it's I just think it's pathetic when people have to, like, resort to rape anything.
Yeah, exactly. They shouldn't have to do that. That's gross.
And the amount of injustice that happens in this day and age is also pathetic, too.
Well, I guess, like, back to those girls, though, it really did look like they were hunting for it.
Yeah.
You know, like... And also, on the other hand, I did see other ladies that was dressed in a nice dress, but I will not go around saying that they were looking to fuck. You know what I mean?
There
it's more
a,
like they were
specific...
they were dressed in a nice dress. They were just happy that it was New Year's, and they were like, oh, maybe I can use this dress from my closet. I might as well, you know, I can't really wear it every day.
There's just an overall persona that gets put across. There's a lot of beautiful women that can wear beautiful dresses that are just super short and super low cut, but at the same time, it's not so literal. That's what it is. It's just like, oh, you're looking good. You're like, wow, that looks good. But it doesn't mean like, oh, you're looking so good. You look like you're going to fuck. I need to fuck you now. It's not that. It's sort of like, damn, that's like, it's like mind-boggling, like hot. That's just like, whoa, my God, I'm going to faint. Instead of like, oh, my God, I can tell that that's just ready. I need to freaking invade that now. there's way different, you know, there's personas on that. And a lot of people, I know we were talking about that before, or we were talking about that when we were in Revel. And, because it's funny how, like, I can look at a burlesque dancer, or I can look at a dancer, or any one of those performers
people
out there.
People with costumes.
Anything like that, or, you know, yeah, and be like, oh, they're scantily clad. I don't look at that and be like, oh, yeah, she wants to fuck.
Or like, the people that are serving drinks, the waitresses at the casinos.
Yeah.
They're supposed to wear low-cut dresses or little skirts or whatever, because it helps you tip.
But it's not like, oh, yeah, she's wearing that because she was ready to fuck.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, I think some guys just have a bad mindset about that, but seriously.
Guys just stupid?
Those two
I'm
women...
I'm not saying that I'm perfect, I'm not saying, I just want to clarify that I don't like anybody.
But those two women with the sequin dresses, seriously though?
Were they sequin dresses?
They were sparklies of some sort.
There were some sort of sparkles on it, but it just looked like clingy dresses.
They could have been sequins, but whatever they were, the sparkly dressed girls, those two girls, seriously, it did look like today's mission, fuck.
Exactly. That's
like,
what today's. That's what they're,
fuck
they're
any
like.
Guys,
they're like, I'm gonna get
guys.
Laid before 2013 hits. If 2013 hits and there's not something in my pussy, we'll shove it in there. And you know what I mean? I mean, I guess that's how. I mean, I don't hang around with a lot of women. I don't even know how that. Such, I mean, a lot
what
of women
mean
like
you don't
that.
Hang out with a lot of women.
I don't hang out with a lot of girls like that
all the time.
Me?
No, you hang out with a lot of women all the
time. Yeah, I just go and I'm just like, hey, let's go hang out and watch. And watch Batman the Animated Series.
Well, you do work with a lot of models and hairdressers, makeup artists.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, honestly, I mean, like, I doubt they listen to this podcast. And that's another sign there, too. But, like, it's, are we going to hang out?
Yeah, but
I don't know
still,
if we're going to hang
still
out.
Around them. But they don't,
yeah, but
they don't
I
act,
do that,
they don't
I do
act
that?
Like, let's, we're ready to fuck. Like, they
if
don't
they,
act, they don't
yeah,
really
but
act like
if they're to be like that on set, see, like, on set, it's work.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so
that's
it's not
different.
Like they show I work with them. I don't go hang out with them.
But I'm just pointing
it's a different
out
thing.
I'm just pointing out how those two girls' dresses looked so much different than the other women that I saw that were dressed up.
Yeah.
Like all the other women I saw that were dressed up, they probably did want to fuck also, but they were at least classy about it. You know?
Yeah.
Like they're like, "Oh, it's New Year's. I'm going to wear this cool dress and look, you know, presentable." You know, like They weren't just like, I'm ready to fuck. I mean, look at my 6-inch heels.
But also some people were like, I don't know, the one thing I saw, and I thought, I don't know why I never saw this before, but there was a lot of like glittery sequency stuff happening.
I think glitter stuff is in right now. Like partially because of Taylor Swift, possibly.
Is it not Kesha?
Or maybe Kesha. I don't know, but glitter is in, and I have to say I am a fan of glitter. I don't have too many glittery things, but I like it.
Yeah.
And I don't really have the opportunity to like go around wearing like glitter dresses all the time. But I did buy glitter, and I haven't used it yet. I have a full can of spray on silver and gold glitter.
It does sort of match, like, I guess the New Year's, like, it oh, does. Here we go.
Yeah, you know? And also like where the else confetti, you, wear that? You know, the confetti, the gold ball or silver ball. Gold and silver are a mainstay for like
New Year's
and like champagne color.
Yeah.
Like the bubbly champagne. And like, I think that a lot of that, that aesthetic fits for New Year's. So I'm not against sequins, but I do think that a lot of the glitter stuff, because, you know, even Taylor Swift's guitars and her dresses.
Yeah.
I noticed, like, in Target or somewhere, I was walking by the young girls section, and they had a lot of glitter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even just tank tops and, you know, not necessarily dressy, like, maybe a dressed-up tank top, but it's something that you still could wear to, like, church, even, maybe. So I think glitter is just, like, a fashion thing that's in. And probably crediting to Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I don't know if you can credit that to Taylor Swift.
I mean, but she probably helped.
I remember she wore that to like the, what was it? The Crossroads.
CMT Crossroads.
Not CMT.
Wasn't she? No, she was with Def Leppard.
Yeah,
right?
Def Leppard, yeah.
Crossroads. Taylor Swift and CM Punk.
I was like, what am I trying to say? But yeah. I felt like, you know.
Did you feel like you were ready to fuck those girls?
No.
No, not you, but I'm just saying that
they
were...
That wasn't one thing I thought.
They were super
by
like that, though. It was literally like an instant thing. Like,
me
I was
being
just
obnoxious...
Like ready to fuck.
Me being obnoxious, I was like, you know, I'll chant STDs. That's the only thing I can think of when I see that. I feel like maybe there is this type of... There are a group of girls out there that like... I almost feel this might be a little less with creative ones or people that actually give something back to society. But I feel like those girls that are sort of stuck at a job with no other outlet, and no other creative outlet, that's what they do is they go to when they go party and like, let's party and get drunk. I almost feel like partying and stuff is their outlet. They have no other outlet.
That's all it is. Have you seen Night at the Roxbury?
But I'm not saying that's
bad.
That
was their outlet.
Yeah. And but like, yeah, I don't know, maybe this party atmosphere is different to me because I'm just, you know, I hate the world and I'm a social outcast in a way. And I do podcasts, secret podcasts about all of that.
You do podcasts like everybody else about how much they hate partying.
That's crazy. Do people do that?
No, I don't know.
All right. Well, I don't know because I'm
but
like.
But I think a lot of people don't actually like partying.
But the thing is, it's always partying. A different world. I've just
party
never.
Time.
I just never been that type of person to be like, let's go to a party and shit like that. It's just never appealed to me because there's people there. And usually when there's people, it's just there's a bunch of idiots. And that's usually what it comes down to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's always that potential of there being idiots. And that's just that. And that just grows through that in the whole entire world. But I feel like being... it was a while since I've been in Atlantic City. And the first time I've been there, like, during New Year's Eve and stuff like that. I was like, I remember the first thing, because we were hungry when we first arrived there, and I was like, we need to get a buffet, and I don't know why it skipped my mind that I'm used to buffets being here in the DC area being like 12 or $9.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't think that it would be like that here in Atlantic City.
I don't know, man, but like when I was looking at it, I remember when we first came up, we were like at Caesar's Palace, and we were really hunting for the buffets. And
instead of looking for sex, we were looking for food.
Yeah, like, those guys want to eat. We're ready to eat.
I had my eating shoes on. People were like, man, she's looking to eat.
Yeah.
Instead of my fuck shoes.
Yeah. But man, those things were freaking expensive, dude. That was like freaking... Like,
I mean, there
was like,
is not a buffet there for under $20. Minimum $20.
I wished.
Minimum even $22. Because actually there wasn't any for $20. There was some meager one that was in the mall that was like a 3-course meal for $13, or was it $12.95?
Oh, I mean, like, at the mall, like the $10.95, you get the entree and stuff like that.
I thought it was $13.95.
I don't know. I don't think so. I always thought it was $10.95.
You might be right.
It just might be right. And also another thing with Atlantic City or Vegas or any other place that has gambling.
Actually, three-course meal for $10 or $11 is not that bad.
Yeah, but it wasn't really a three-course meal.
It didn't really look too exciting.
It was like the self-serve entree.
They made it look all exciting, like three-course meal for whatever, $10.95. Then we went around to like look at it, and it was like a self-serve cafeteria.
Yeah.
It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't like... I knew there could be better.
I mean, I wish I could just throw around money like that, you know, and just buy all this food. Sometimes I do when it comes to like gear, but at least with gear, I can get like what we're using right now, like all the stuff we use for the podcast. We put in so many. This stuff is already put in so many years of constant use, right?
It's a different situation.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but like when I need to buy stuff like that, I'm like, oh, I can spend. I need to spend. But when it comes to food, I'm just like,
the hunger strikes
you. $2 difference. You know what I mean? I'm just like, $14 for what? How many fries now? I don't know. Maybe I'm really frugal when it comes to that. And then, you know, that even comes down to like gambling in general, like being in there, being at the West Virginia or Vegas or Atlantic City, or even now if they're gonna have gambling in Maryland or something like that. I don't know. It just doesn't interest me to do that, except for that one giant roulette wheel, because I can see something spinning and I was like, oh my god, like that. But then like when it comes to slots or like all like cards and stuff like that, I don't know, there's something in me that's just like, that looks like a literal waste of money.
Well, you're just not a gambling person. There are some people that are gambling person.
They are
people, and they want to, you know, go in there and I guess be
entertained,
but that's not the word I was looking for. But you know what's it called, like in the stock market, they have like different levels of people, and there's like a term that they say, like somebody is very, it's like eager to spend, there's a word for it, like risk, it's like risk accessibility type thing.
So I'd rather risk physicality than monetary.
Yeah, like you don't have like a monetary risk in your personality.
Maybe it's because I don't have a lot of money. Well, maybe because that's the reason there.
But like, you'd rather spend your money, like you're talking about, on gear
or on like,
it's not that you
advancing
don't have money,
my life.
It's just like you don't want to like just blow out a lot of cash.
I've got like, there's part of me also that feels like I want to earn it. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Or I want something.
Well, what
in
if
return.
You won the lottery or something? Like, what if you won?
I'd have the first
whatever, like $100,000 in the lottery.
I guess
more.
It's weird because it's also like I don't like doing contests either. And like with lottery, I just look at them, just like, well, those aren't good odds at all. But what if you do win? It's
yeah,
like,
seriously, like what if, because I know at my work, like they've done a couple of the lottery pools and I haven't entered it as a group. Like I just have said no thanks. But
what's the maximum expenditure on lottery though?
Like seriously, there's some
like $5
where you can spend like $5 or $2 and win millions.
Yeah. I mean, because remember you're.
So like, let's say like
you're playing, you're, oh, yeah, like $5 and earn a million.
Yeah. Like I don't know all the breakdowns, but there's stuff like that where it happens, and like let's say out of a whim, what if one day you're just like, oh, who cares, it's $2, you know?
Yeah,
it's less than a comic book or a bag of chips, you know, like, and you go out and buy your ticket, and like what if you win $1 million? That would be so amazing. Like what would you do with it though? Like I don't feel like you
what
would
if
be...
I put it all in the bank and put interest on that like a bitch.
You'd still probably have to pay taxes off of it.
Yeah, but then that would be interest. I just spent, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but at that same time, like you wouldn't. So you're saying you wouldn't use it immediately?
I'd pay off all debt.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing.
Definitely. Also, another thing is that.
And then I'll rest it in something that'll get interest until I can think of something good to have it on.
Some of the options though, like they say, you win $100 million, but in the course of 20 years or something like
yeah.
that. They give you like a little bit each year.
I mean, it's weird. I just feel like maybe I'm just not extravagant. Like personally, I'm just not extravagant like that. I'm more, I mean, the tones I wear of clothing isn't like, oh, I need to wear and get the newest
Ed Hardy shirt
or Silver Tap or whatever fancy jean. I don't know what fancy jeans anymore. Janko.
Diesel.
I don't need that shit. I don't know why.
Because I don't know, you just don't have that personality.
Also, I think it's so lame. It's just like, oh, look, it's this big designer jeans. I'm like, you know, I mean, yeah, probably, you know, but like, you'd have to really
need to
sell
like,
me on it.
Present themselves like that, like Chris Angel or something.
Yeah,
like,
but see, I bet I can figure out a different way of presenting myself. Maybe my character just doesn't play to those needs. If I can figure out another way of representing myself clothing-wise as to going to like those fancy-ass shops that we saw there that look cool inside, though. I'm not going to lie. They had some amazing-looking shops in Revel.
Mm-hmm.
Or on the beach. But it's just sort of like, I'll pick it up.
You're missing out on your $3 for $10 Atlantic City shirt.
But yeah.
Coffee paint. Did those look amazing for you?
No. It's weird. I don't like, I didn't buy that Paul Heyman, I'm a Paul Heyman guy shirt. I think right, the main thing was because it had something on the back. And I was like, I don't like, maybe I'm just so picky. Maybe it's just how I am. I'm extremely picky.
Well, you already do have two CM Punk shirts, so you're covered.
That's true.
And I also have two CM Punk shirts, so we have four.
It's not like I'm going to wear yours.
True, but between the two of us, that is a lot of CM Punk shirts.
Yeah, because CM Punk is awesome, that's why.
But I guess like your style though doesn't really need to, like, you don't need to wear Ed Hardy or whatever.
I think my inspirations are a little bit different. It's like, oh, I want to look like the Outsiders, or I want to look like a militant, you know.
Or you could just go shirtless like Dave Navarro.
Yeah, but he has tattoos.
He covers himself and with the tats.
And piercings. Like, yeah, like when we saw him, I was like, ah, I see why he does it. Because he's basically wearing a graphic tee as it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that,
he's,
I don't
like,
know.
I'm fully covered. Don't worry about my tattoos.
Did, Perry Farrell, he went shirtless too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was wearing a vest at first and he got hot. Or you just
like, I just got to take it off.
Or he's just like, I just can't start without a shirt like Dave.
Yeah. No, Dave had like a hooded thingy. He had like a vest thing, like not hooded, but it was like a long vest.
I feel like
it was like a fancy vest.
I also
thing.
Feel like they came
like
from
sleeveless
a,
thing.
Like they came from a different era of musicians too, because I see no one performing without their shirts these days. Like new bands,
mm-hmm.
Nobody. They all look like they're the 70s or the Strokes. But, or they're like, you know, they all look. They have ragged tee.
But you know what? Dave and Perry look good.
I guess they work out, right?
They work out or take care of them. I know Dave works out. Yeah. I don't know about Perry. I don't know what Perry's regimen is.
You know what's
is.
Really funny is I can't picture Dave working out.
He does.
No, but like what I'm saying, the visual of it, it's like, it's sort of weird. It's one of those guys where you just can't picture, like, it's like, what is he going to wear to the gym?
Nothing.
You know what I mean? He's just going to go there naked and be like,
you know. You know what he probably wears?
He goes wearing Nikes or Under Armour or something like that?
No, he probably wears, like, a black tank top that's, like, cut down on the sides,
like the sleeve. Yeah, like that's what I wear. Just
like the one that Gerard
ones.
Way wears, like during that concert for the.
I mean, it's just a side so, cut.
I just don't know what it, like the official.
I don't know if there is one, but that's what I wear when I work out.
So Dave probably wears that, but it has to be black.
But it's not going to be his design.
Have like a skull on
it's
it.
It's not going to be his designer, like a wife beater.
His designer.
That's like
how much do you think his designer wife beater is? Like,
I don't know,
bucks?
But it shouldn't be $300.
But it does look good. It's like well cut. It's not just like a regular Hanes or Fruit of the Loom.
What if it was? I think it is.
If it is like a Fruit of the
because
Loom,
because they do have those. They're like nicely cut ones.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
What do you mean? What? That's.
I need to buy some of the nicely cut Fruit of the Loom tank tops.
They're only for guys. I don't even think.
What are they called? Nicely cut? Like, what is the.
I don't
what
know.
Is,
the designer fit. I don't know.
Designer. Dave Navarro fit. Dude, you know what would be awesome?
I don't
awesome?
Think girls have wife beaters, though.
You know what? They do.
Really?
They're tank tops.
No, but like. I don't think they can have it, like, designed like that.
Well, there's gotta be. There's gotta be. But you know what? Dave Navarro would be awesome at if it's like Hanes or Fruit of the Loom, like got him to like sponsor wife beaters. Like, and they'll be like Dave Navarro cut.
I thought one,
like
one
a
of,
special cut of a tanked up
I
wife
think
beater.
One of my favorite observations that you had during the Jane's Addiction concert, which is our second concert now, but we're up close, we're up front, is that you said that Dave Navarro like no sold like all of the affection. Did you see people were throwing panties and bras and stuff on
yes,
stage?
Yes, I did see that.
What are the observations did you have for this Jane's Addiction concert that you saw that wasn't in the Baltimore show?
Dave Navarro has a nose tattoo thing.
Nose tattoo?
What is this thing?
Was it a tattoo?
No, or not. Sorry, not tattoo. Piercing.
Like the bull piercing?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hannah has that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did not notice him having.
I forgot
that.
If that's like the septum, not the septum, but something like that.
Yeah, I don't know enough about piercing to like give it a name. I wish I knew all these like specific names so I can sound more intellectual.
I bet people are expecting us to be like that, but where are they? They should tell us.
Yeah, but anyway, like he had like a nose thing piercing of the bull thing, and He was like wearing, in my opinion, a lot of
remember not
eye
just
makeup.
not just Dave, but all the other people
but
too.
More than like
that's the first
more
thing
than
you
usual.
Said. That's the first thing you said. It was like he's wearing a lot of eye makeup today.
More than usual, but I didn't mind it. Like
he's a little older now. He needs that eye makeup.
No, but I didn't.
That's a Billy Joe Armstrong has eye makeup too.
He has a
too.
Lot of eye
not
makeup.
A lot, but he has enough to be like, oh, there's some there's some character in there.
Billy from Good Charlotte stopped wearing makeup.
Really? Has like, he looked like? Is he did he stop dyeing his hair black too?
Yeah, like. But he still has
does
like,
he look like a does
piercing.
He look like does he look like the current Gerard Way of just like
no.
the normal?
No, I mean I guess he looks normal or whatever or like whatever, I don't know what normal is, but I guess he looks like unaltered.
Well, I feel like it's also for him but, it was also during that time of the album too.
Yeah, like but he doesn't like I remember he had like some type of statement or something. He's just like I don't wear makeup anymore. Like
that's,
he just
that's good.
Doesn't do it. But why is it good? I mean I don't know. I guess people can do.
I mean it's good for him to say he's going to do something and not do it.
Yeah,
and do it. Say what he's
you
going to do
but like,
and do it.
But it's kind of awesome that like rock stars are awesome that they can wear makeup.
Well,
they
you're
can
on,
get away
you're
with
on
it.
Stage. You're theatrical, I
yeah,
believe.
Yeah, you're theatrical. And but yeah, like and also Dave had like longer straight hair. I swear he probably has to run it through a hair straightener.
Probably.
Because I do it too. I'm not
I mean,
gonna
he
lie.
He has a stylist, so there's someone else like
or
someone
maybe
that
he
do.
Does it himself. I don't know. I don't know enough to know.
Because he but, has curly hair, doesn't he?
Yeah, his hair, his natural hair is a little bit curly.
And it does definitely looks like, his hair reminds me of like when Jack White.
Or
like,
wavy. I should say wavy.
But his hair does remind me of when Jack White is straightens his hair and it's all just like.
Yeah.
Like you can see a straightened look. To
you
me,
can.
I can picture that now when your hair is just straight. Because mm-hmm. Asian has straight hair, but
naturally.
Doesn't. Yeah, but doesn't look like, oh yeah, they straightened it. It just drops.
That's how they are.
But then all the people who have to straighten their hair, there's still a little bit of volume there.
Yeah. You can tell the difference. But yeah, like, so we were, I guess, kind of like center to the left when you're facing the stage.
Yeah.
Because that's like Dave's side. And I wanted to be on like that side. And also close to Perry, like in between Dave and Perry. Yeah, so like, I got to touch the rail a couple times. So we were close enough that we were like near like first, second row ish. So that's like the closest I've ever been to Jane's Addiction, and probably will be the closest ever.
unless you're on stage hanging with them.
Yeah, like so.
It doesn't really get any closer unless you're a security guard.
Yeah, but then you have to have your back turned.
Yeah.
And I don't really see myself in the foreseeable future being a security guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what else did I observe? Yeah, like so. Basically, like. If you want to have a style that is low budget, though, you should go shirtless like Dave.
But it's such a different era, too, of musicians, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really see any people performing without their shirts from these new up-and-coming ones. I guess
yeah,
it's unacceptable. You know,
maybe I think people should perform with their shirts off more.
But
I
maybe
think it's
they
sexy.
Just, but maybe they just don't rock out as hard to do
they
that
don't.
These days. They
yeah,
just
they don't get hot enough. They're not like, oh, I gotta take off my shirt
yeah.
now. I'm
like
so hot.
I've even seen Tom Morello go without a shirt, you know? That's bad, but he's not really... Right, you know, it's not really how he is, but that was when he was younger. Now he has a persona of shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah. I think, like, now the whole look is, like, some type of, like, 90s shirt.
But really,
now.
really what it is, because even with the Chili Peppers, Anthony Kiedis can go without a shirt and flee, but then Josh wears clothing, and then so does Chad. So it's really, like, the singer and the guitarist just go shirtless these days.
That might
days.
Just be, a coincidence, or I don't believe in coincidences, but like it could just be a thing that their personality is like prone to not wearing a shirt. Because also, if you're moving around, you're hot.
I mean,
just
when
take
I
take it off.
When I play music and it's gotten really hot, I go shirtless, and it also feels like I don't know. There's something just like dangerous and awesome about it too.
It is awesome. Like I think, like I was saying, more people need to go shirtless in general. How come, like, are there any female musicians that like take off everything but like a sports bra or something?
Yeah.
Like Gwen Stefani does that, right?
I mean, I think
I've seen her perform with like a little.
But she has her own design style too, as well. But she does.
But
do
it
that.
Still shows like her midriff and like her arms are.
I mean, it's
open freely.
A lot of times, I mean, I've seen what's her face, Courtney Love, do that. I mean, the real hard rocker ones, you get hot up there, so they get prepared. I've seen Courtney Love like show her boobs on stage.
Oh my gosh. I've seen Dave Navarro and Courtney Love make out. I saw a picture of it.
Imagine
on the internet.
Disease going on there.
I don't want to talk about that because I just don't. But I've seen the.
I'm not saying
online.
I'm not saying they are, but you know that's a. I'm not saying that they have disease, but that's a couple right there of crazies. Not crazies, like just
But awesomeness crazy.
They're both good performers. Actually, I don't know if Courtney Love is as good of a performer on stage.
I've never actually
right
seen
now.
Her perform, or at least not. But you know what? She was in Man on the Moon, and she was awesome in Man on the Moon.
Yeah.
So I have to give her credit for that. And I don't know too much about her besides that.
And she was naked
Kurt
in that
Cobain
one.
Thing.
And she was naked in that. Well, she has a band called Hole. She feud with Dave Grohl over the ownership of the Nirvana. She's an actress too, as well, and she has a daughter.
Yeah, I've
she heard... looked like she was anorexic. A little few. Does plastic surgery.
Uh oh. Well, I
was trying to think of girls that wear close to nothing. Probably the punk rocker ones too. Probably like Joan Jett just wears a black tank top up there.
Joan Jett, another connection to Dave Navarro.
How's that?
Used to date Carmen. And Carmen used to be married to Dave.
Ah, that's true.
Carmen Electra.
And then that's you
but
know.
Yeah, what do you think of Carmen Electra and Joan Jett, although they're not a couple anymore?
I mean, Joan Jett is awesome. Carmen, I'm trying to find the relevancy of today's day and age. But yeah, everyone has. They don't need to be relevant, but as long as they're happy.
Also,
whatever.
Like from what I've heard now, Carmen is dating that guy that runs American Idol, or used to. What's his name? That British dude or whatever his
but
name.
But I seriously don't care what people
I don't
are,
really,
who's dating who.
I don't really
who.
Either, but like I was just like, oh.
I don't even care.
I don't super care.
Well, that's what 2003 is going to be about, focusing on that. Just yeah, it's about not caring.
But
also,
I do think it is interesting.
It's not caring about the trivial stuff and then really focusing on the things that really matter and then really getting our stuff together like that. You know what I mean? This is not a resolution, but this is a personal revolution.
It's
that
a
should
personal
that should happen.
I like it. I think that is like what, I think it's a better way to view it though, because resolutions, people don't stick to them usually.
You know, it was also interesting to hear Perry Farrell be like, I put in the work in. What was he saying during that? End the show on that,
like
on, this, on that talk.
He puts in the work.
Because he always does little talks in between the songs, but they're not little like lame.
They're
like
motivational.
Political. Yeah, they're not lame political ones.
Yeah.
What was he saying?
He was just like saying that like he worked hard in life and like everyone needs to work hard. And like he's like, you put in the work. You gotta put in the work. He's like, I put in the work.
No one can talk down to you if you put in the work. And that's true, man. That's what this year will be about, you know?
Like, he was just full of motivational speeches the other night. So I hope that everyone stays motivated for this year. We gotta make it through it together. There's no Mayan predictions this year.
Yeah.
We're still gonna be living.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And we gotta be positive.
That's right. So remember,
keep doing the work.
Yes. So remember, astrayproductions.com produced this show. Check out my website, goastray.com. You can check out all my work. curls-studio.com with Carolyn's work. And also check out her comic strip, Curls, at curls-studio.com/curls. Ladies and gentlemen, remember. Just remember. It's not gonna get done if you don't do it. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Stay positive.
And if your resolution is to lose weight, you should lose weight and then take your shirt off so you can be like Dave Navarro.
That's right.
And then you won't have to spend as much money on clothes. That saves you money, too. That's another good resolution.
Ha! See you, Carolyn.
Adios.